You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Toi Whakaata Reflections is a new exhibition celebrating Māori sculptor Fred Graham, Ngāti Koroki, Kahukura, Tainui. It opens at Te Uru Waitakere Contemporary Gallery on Saturday the 8th of June. The exhibition reflects on the artist's career spanning 70 years. The exhibition comes at a significant moment for Graham, now 95, who is one of the eight artists from Aotearoa who were invited to participate in the prestigious international exhibition at this year's Venice Biennale. The exhibition is a celebration of Fred's defiant dedication to making art that speaks to his Māori identity. I caught up with the curator of Toi Whakaata Reflections, Hester Rowan, about the exhibition.
How were the artworks selected for Toi Whakaata Reflections?
Well, of course, it was a challenge because Fred Graham is 95 and he's been exhibiting since the 60s.
So yeah.
He's really made a large number of works, but of course, that's a great problem to have. So we started by deciding a focus, and that focus was his relief wall-based carvings, because we thought it would be interesting to show these works that are a little bit lesser known. A lot of people know Fred's works through his public sculptures, such as Kaitiaki, the big black bird that's on Auckland Domain. So that was our starting point. From there, there were two works that Fred was particularly interested in exhibiting, and those are Te Wehenga o Rangi Arawa ko Papa, and another work called Four Winds and Seven Seas, and they're both major commissions that he did in the 80s. So from there we decided to incorporate some of his freestanding sculpture as well as the relief works, but that was mainly our focus for exhibiting his work, and from there it was just a matter of finding works that we felt worked well together and told a story.
And how involved was Fred in the curation process?
So he's been involved right from the beginning. The first step when we began planning this exhibition was to speak with Fred, to meet with him, and continuously throughout this process I've visited Fred, gone out to his house and looked through photos and talked to him about his work and heard stories about his life, and even just with installing the works and the layout of the exhibition, he's come into the gallery and he's been involved in that as well.
Awesome. Now that it's all been put together, how do you think the exhibition captures the essence of Fred's extensive career?
Well, yes, as you said, it is an extensive career of around 70 years.
Yes.
We couldn't possibly include everything. But like I say, we sort of chose this focus of relief works and smaller scale freestanding sculptures.
Yeah.
And then it was just really important to show the development of his distinctive visual language of simplified Māori imagery, his command of a range of materials, including wood, stone, and metal. And also show his engagement with Māori histories and narratives and storytelling through his work.
Did you face any challenges in putting Toi Whakaata Reflections together?
One challenge was sourcing works, because of course the works in this exhibition are made over a large span of years, and some are in public exhibitions. In public collections, but there are a number that are in private collections. Some are owned by Fred's friends and whānau. So this actually involved me driving around and visiting these people and seeing the works of his that they have. And actually, it was an amazing opportunity because I got to speak to people who've known Fred for years and years, really close friends, and learn a bit more about him as a person and their relationships with him. And it was always really just joyful to hear about their relationship with Fred and what a great friend he'd been to them. So I suppose that was a challenge, but really it was a privilege.
Would you say there was a narrative or a certain flow to the exhibition that sort of culminated in the making of it?
So the title, Toi Whakaata Reflections, refers to Fred looking back at his career as an artist. And that's kind of the overarching theme of the exhibition. But also another central thread is Fred's storytelling through his art. So the works in this exhibition chart Māori history, starting with the origin story of the separation of Rangi Nui and Papatuanuku. There's a work that refers to Te Ika a Māui, the origin of the North Island. The Tainui Waka arriving in Aotearoa, the Kingitanga movement, and the journey of Tainui to resolve their Treaty of Waitangi claim. So there's this whole span of history that's in this exhibition. And also, we really just wanted to bring to light how rebellious and radical it was for Fred to make this kind of work in the 60s. It was a new thing at that point to bring Māori imagery into contemporary art, and also to sort of reduce and contemporize Māori forms. So it's really a celebration of Fred's defiant dedication to making art that speaks to his Māori identity authentically.
Beautiful. So when does the exhibition open, and when is it on until, and where can people see it?
The exhibition runs until the 18th of August, and it's on at Te Uru Waitakere Contemporary Gallery, which is in Titirangi.
That was curatorial assistant at Te Uru Gallery, Hester Rowan, speaking to me about Toi Whakaata Reflections, a new exhibition of Fred Graham's works.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.